Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the foundation of unity and building for the future. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has made in unity a strength and an honor, who has blessed us to be in harmony with our hearts and to be of common understanding. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah. And let every soul look to whatsoever it has put forth for tomorrow and have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah is ever acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Dear believers, we congratulate you on the National Day of the United Arab Emirates. For this marks the 50th anniversary since the founding of the country. The founders sought to traverse the path that was laid by the guidance of the prophets, alayhi as-salatu was-salam. And they were concerned about the future of their offspring and their people, following in this regard the examples of the prophets themselves. For they would be concerned about their people and those who would come after them. We see this demonstrated in the example of the way of the Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, who, the Quran notes, supplicated for his offspring by saying, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O our Lord, send amongst them a messenger from themselves, who will recite to them your verses and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the exalted in might and the wise. So the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam supplicated to Allah, and he supplicated to Allah for the well-being of his children and for the generation of believers who would come after him. Demonstrating in this that the way of the prophets is one of concern, and one of concern not just for themselves, but for their people and those who come after them. Sayyidina Ibrahim was even specific about how this concern should be manifest, for he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah send someone who could teach his generation after him, true faith and what it means to embody such faith. This shows that supplication is a means by which we can bring about concern and demonstrate our concern for the future of those whom we love. And this is the way by which we can seek the provision or the meeting of the needs, so that the generations that come after us can enjoy a virtuous and pious life. And so we see further demonstrated in the example of Sayyidina Ibrahim that when he left his wife and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, he then called upon Allah saying, فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And so make the hearts of the people inclined towards them, and provide for them from the fruits that they might be grateful. So in this other dua that Sayyidina Ibrahim made, he then asked for people's hearts to be inclining towards his children. Right? He asked for people's hearts to incline towards Sayyidina Ismail and his wife. And then he asked that they be given from the goodly things of this world, such as the fruits. Why? So that they be grateful. So we see that these are things to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, and to strive for ourselves to get, because the prophets will never ask for something except that which is good. Similarly, we find in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, that there is an importance to plan for the future and to take account of the needs that would come from future generations. So we find Sayyidina Yusuf put forward an economic plan which took into account patterns of consumption and production that spanned many years, but in effect allowed for the nation to face the lean years of famine that were prophesied, or Sayyidina Yusuf recognized would come about based on his interpretation of the king's dream. All of this recorded in the Quran when he was giving the ta'wil, the interpretation of the ru'ya, the king's vision or dream, when he said, تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ, he said, you will plant for 7 years consecutively. Then he says, whatsoever you harvest, leave it in spikes, except a little, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ, except a little from which you eat. And then afterwards the narration goes on to say that they will come after that, that will be سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ, there will be years of famine, right? And so then that, in those years, you can then eat that which you've put forward, right? Of that which you've stored, right? So in this case of planning, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was demonstrating that by planning for the years of the drought, he could enable the people to face that challenge and thereby have a way of success. And this shows the importance of planning for the future. So to follow from the examples of the stories that we've just mentioned, and the of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then we too should be concerned for our children, concerned for our future generations, to ask for the good for them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more than that, to take the steps then that would try and ensure the good for them. And this is all a demonstration of the importance of looking after what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And from that is also ensuring the prosperity of one's land or one's nation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about this, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. He mentions of a people that they were given a good land have you, and you have a forgiving Lord, رَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions such blessings, such as in this case, بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ, a good land, he's only doing so that we can be cognizant and aware of the blessings we have. Because it is possible to forget blessings and to be of those who are not grateful. So let us be of those who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings we have. The blessing of living in a land of peace and security with stability, and the blessing of having these opportunities that we have to further the developments of our land, to further the prosperity of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of this would be in accordance with the ayah of the Quran, which says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, but as for the favors of your Lord, then proclaim them, remember them, proclaim them, and be grateful for them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this blessed day, a day when we remember the great intention of the founding fathers of this nation, and the fact that they intended unity and they intended good for their people, that we too be a part of this, and we intend unity in our hearts, togetherness, and intend good for ourselves and for people and for all of the people ajma'in, and nas ajma'in, that we be causes of good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and I say this and ask Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.